On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU soccer team will host Moorhead and Crookston this week. They were off last week. Their senior goalie, Sam Ross, joining us. Sam, first off, congratulations on being named the league's Defensive Player of the Week.
Oh, thank you.
As a senior, look back 4 years ago to where you were, how good you were at that point, what your strengths were, and then compare that to now, and how much have you grown as a player since then?
As a freshman, I was absolutely terrified. Actually, I remember my first start, I was so scared. I was shaking, and they scored on me within 5 minutes off a free kick, went right through my hands. But since I've gotten more time, more experience, I mean, my nerves have calmed down a lot more, but I'm still get nervous at games, definitely.
If you weren't nervous, you wouldn't care, right?
Exactly, yep.
Last year, you set a bunch of school records and for best goals against average in a season, 0.89. It's not too shabby. Save percentage is third all-time at .870. School record for longest time in net without giving up a goal at 523 minutes. Let's talk about that one in particular. I mean, you're going one game without giving up a goal, okay. Two games, okay. What's it like as you're approaching 400 and 500 minutes without giving up a goal?
Honestly, until that game, I had no idea the record even existed. I was just doing my job, you know, keeping the ball out of the net. And when I make records like that, it's great. But, I mean, all together, it's just for my team. So,
how good is this team right now? How good can you be?
I think we're a pretty solid team this year. I know we have a lot of depth in all our positions. Like, every one of my team members are great players, so I think we're going to do really well this year.
We've had a bunch of freshmen already step up and contribute to not only just playing well, but also in the scoring column as well. It's not necessarily expected, but now that they've done it, do you start to expect it every game?
Yeah, definitely. I know Jesse Bowler has scored a few goals now, and now every game I'm like, all right, keep going, keep scoring some more. So,
what was the week off like for you guys?
It was pretty good. We just trained a lot and preparing for this weekend.
Safe to assume you'd rather play and not train quite so hard?
Yeah, I would definitely say that.
As a goalie, you don't have to run nearly as far as the rest of the teammates. In practice, do they give you a hard time about that?
No, because we do just as much running as the rest of our team in practice. Like yesterday, we had conditioning day, and we were right there on the line with all the teams running full field sprints. So
it's not a whole lot of fun, is it?
Not so much, but we're probably the only keepers in the conference that do it, so makes us better.
This weekend with Moorhead and Crookston, you've already played Crookston. It was a non-conference game, but these are the ones that count, right?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be a tough game. Since we've already played them once, they kind of know what we're about, and they're going to want to come out and beat us this time, so it's going to be a lot closer, and it's going to be tough.
The way that you guys lost in the playoffs last year on the road, I would assume that you want to ensure that you're playing at home this year in the first round. You can't give up any losses on your home field, can you?
Not at all. We definitely want a home field advantage for the playoffs. So,
as much as that stunk at the time last year losing to them, how much did that help the team in the off season of making sure that you were getting the work done that you needed to ensure that that never happens again?
It was definitely a motivating factor. I mean, it was probably one of the toughest losses we've had all season, just especially the way it happened in a shootout. So it definitely really motivated all of us to give it our all and make sure that doesn't happen again.
I don't remember. Were you in nets that game?
What was it?
Were you playing that game?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I have to ask. Do you remember the goal?
Which one? The shootout goals? Yeah. It was brutal.
How many times have you said "what if" over the course of the off season?
A lot. I mean, in the shootout, I saved one, which is good. But there is one that was just right at my fingertips, hit off me, and went back in the net. And like, if I would have saved that, would have gone on. Would have, should have. I don't know. It's definitely hard to look back at that. But
how much do you grow as just a person, though, going through something like that?
Oh, definitely a lot. I mean, it's really tough to go through that kind of game, playing your heart out, and playing overtime, playing your heart out, and then losing in a shootout. It's probably one of the worst losses we've had.
How supportive were your teammates after it?
Pretty supportive. I mean, we win as a team, we lose as a team. So everyone, you know, crying on each other's shoulders. So
good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.